The newspaper and some Republican leaders in Ketchikan are not at all happy that Representative Kyle Johansen left the majority organization. He'll meet with his constituents this evening. Deanna Garrison reports from member station KRBD in Ketchikan.
News that Johansen had given up his leadership role and walked out of the majority caucus has not set well with many of his constituents in District 1. District 1 Republican Chair Dick Coos says a local party asked for a meeting with Johansen to discuss his recent actions.
There just needs to be some one-on-one reassurance that we are going to be able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish up there.
Coos says many District 1 Republicans are upset, and some are suggesting that Johansen should be asked to tender his resignation.
They're pretty serious. People are not real happy at this point.
In response, Johansen has agreed to hold an open meeting with constituents on Monday night at 6 p.m. in his Ketchikan legislative office. The meeting announcement came on the same day that the Ketchikan Daily News came out with an editorial calling on Johansen to resign. The editorial, entitled Time to Go, says Johansen and Millett are now the two most powerless legislators in the House. Johansen did not respond to an interview request for this story. However, in an interview with the Ketchikan Daily News, Johansen says he left the caucus after the majority decided to give Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman a seat on the Finance Committee. He told the newspaper that he is concerned the incoming Finance Committee members support Coastal Zone Management Program legislation. Edgman sponsored a Coastal Zone Management Bill last legislative session. Johansen co-sponsored that legislation in March. District A Senator Bert Stedman says he hopes Johansen will continue serving the district and will rejoin the majority.
That report from Deanna Garrison in Ketchikan.